Zohar Parashat Vayikra.
Zohar Vayikra portion. So we're going to read from the Zohar, volume 11, Moadim, holidays.
זוהר לעם כרך י' א' עמוד 190 מועדים מאמרים
In Hebrews page 190 we're in Vayikra portion the blowing of the horn 302 Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippurim Rabbi Shimon did not want to hear a prayer unless he stood and purified him 3 days previously. He would say, with the prayer of this man that I purify, the world is pardoned. It is all the more so with the blowing of the shofar. He would not accept a man's blowing if he were not wise in blowing then with intention, with the meaning of the blowing. Of course, we're talking about one body in his preparation to the degree called Rosh Hashanah. 303. These are the blows by order. The first order consists of all of them, including the shvarim, the broken sounds, and the trua, the shout. Tkia, blowing, shvarim, trua, tkia. The second order, one tkia in order in the beginning, one tkia in order in the end, and a great gvura, the shvarim, between them. This is enough for us on regarding the first day. We haven't reached the second day. 304. So we're moving on to item 304. On this day, Isaac, gvura, and the left line, is crowned. He is the head of the patriarchs. On this day, it is written, sinners in Zion are afraid. On this day, Isaac was tied, and tied everything. And Sarah wails, and the sound of the shofar is very loud. Happy is he who has passed between them, and was saved from them. This is why we read the portion of the tying of Isaac on this day. Since on this day Isaac was tied below, and was tied to that one above, when it was written, and bound Isaac his son. These are certainly states rather than days or shouts and all these blowings of the horn. It's only spiritual degrees that happen to a person when he reaches a state called Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippurim, etc. Next. On Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, the worlds return to the way they were before, as Malchut was on the fourth day in the act of creation, when she clothed the left line of Bina, and Zeranpin was the right line of Bina. At that time, the right and left were not yet united, and Chochmah was without chasadim. Hence, she could not shine, because Chochmah does not shine without chasadim. This is the dinim and the complaining of the moon. The solution that the Creator gave for it is the blowing of the shofar. By the voice that comes out of the shofar, the force of the masach dechirik is awakened in Zeranpin, who is the middle line. And through the Masach Dechirik, he diminishes the left line from Gar. At that time, the left surrenders to the right, unites with it, and Vak, the Chochmah, that remained in the left line in Chasadim, is clothed, and then they shine. Thus, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, the left line is corrected through the blowing of the shofar. Thus, it can shine because of its clothing in the chesed of the right. On this day, Isaac is crowned. Isaac, the left line, is crowned by his clothing in chesedim and shines in vak degar, which is called atara, crown. He is the head of the patriarchs, because the Rosh, head, meaning Gar, which is found in Chagat de Zeranpin, called patriarchs, are from Isaac, since his Vak de Chochmah is Gar and Rosh. However, the right line, Abraham is Chasadim without Gar, since there is Gar only from Chochmah. On this day it is written, sinners in Zion are afraid. Since the sins that wish to cling to the Gar of the left, which evoke din in the world, are now afraid, because the Masach de Chirik that was awakened by the voice of the Shofar diminished those Gar. You should know that the blowing of the Shofar and the tying of Isaac are the same thing. The tying of Isaac means that Abraham evoked the Masach de Chirik in the middle line, above, so that through this force he bound Isaac his son, meaning diminished the Gar de Chochmah in the left line, which is Isaac. Through this diminution, the left was included in the right line, which is Abraham, above. And Isaac, below, was included in Abraham. Thus, both were completed. On that day, Isaac was tied, because the voice of the shofar diminishes the left line from its gar. And this is regarded as the tying of Isaac. He tied everything, meaning all the discernments of the left line above were tied, even the left line of Bina. And Sarah wails, means that Bina, called Sarah, was weeping, which means diminution, since her left line was diminished. And all of it was done because the voice of the shofar is very loud, meaning the loud voice of the shofar caused all that diminution. This is so because on that day, Isaac below was bound and was tied to the one above. Thus, because of the tying, he was connected in the unification of the right and the left above. Thus, he was rewarded with his Vak de Chochmah clothing in Chasadim, which is considered his Gar, and that of the rest of the degrees. Okay, so we're about to end the lesson. Any other announcements? Yes. So, we're going to have a meal at 9 o'clock. If you're on kitchen duty, please go down to the kitchen. And let's move on.